Ah, the first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
All you positive heads out there, it's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we're super happy to have you here. And if you've been listening and enjoying for a while, I would be super grateful if you would please take a moment to give us a review on Apple Podcasts. It's one of the best and simplest ways to pay it forward and help others find the show so that they too can tap into the powerful perspectives and positive vibrations we are collectively emanating. The other unique and magical way to share this show is by sending any friends you think would benefit from listening to this podcast our Game with the Universe link at positivehead.com/game. Also listed in the show notes, which will serve them up a quote-unquote random episode when they click it. Just instruct them before clicking the link to close their eyes for a moment and sincerely ask the universe to cue up the episode that contains the insight and perspectives that they most need to hear at this point in their life journey, and then click to listen to whatever episode is synchronistically served up to them. I have heard time and time again from people about the incredible results they received playing the game. So just tell your friends, magical results are guaranteed or their karma back. All right, all you positive heads, welcome, welcome. It is a Friday here in the studio as I record, and I'm excited to be with you, as you could imagine. You guessed it right. And today I am going to read a little bit from The Gene Keys by Richard Rudd. Any of you have been listening for a while may have caught the episode a while back with Richard Rudd. And such an incredible guy. I've talked about him quite a bit on the show. And he was originally on episode 722, if you want to go back and check it out. But he had a very profound spiritual experience where he downloaded the gene keys, which basically speak to the genetic potential in each of us. And you cast a chart that then shows you what your different potentials are. And, it goes pretty deep. It's pretty complex and powerful, very powerful insight into your genetic potential. And each one of us, in our charts will have like a shadow element of a particular, there's 64 gene keys. It ties into like I Ching and astrology, numerology, I believe all the things. And it's just like, it's the thing that has sort of come through him to tie it all together in this unique way that speaks to our genetic potential in each one of us. So you have 64 gene keys, and in your chart, you might have like, six or so of them that are represented in life's purpose, life's work, your evolution, things like that, and your health. And so for me, with my life's work, it is very, very much you guys are on the receiving end of some of that. It's the 31st gene key, which is titled Sounding Your Truth. And it starts out with the World Wide Web of Words. And it's all about, doing what we're doing on this show, right? I'm definitely in alignment, I think, with my own life's work as it pertains to this gene key. And I started reading it the other night. I've been talking about these more lately because I think I shared with you guys my life's purpose is embracing the dark side. And then I've, you know, had some synchronicity around that, and then found out it's my son's life's work. It's my dad's life's purpose as well. So it's like very heavy in our family. Anyway, I went back to this, life's work, 31st gene key for me, sounding your truth. And I started reading it with my partner, Karen, the other day. And, as a speech therapist, she really resonated with, cause it's all about how you use words. Right. And then I was thinking about it. I was like, man, this really, yes, it's very predominant in my chart as my life's work, but this so applies to each and every one of us and how we use words to influence and create our realities. And so I thought, you know what, they're not that long. I don't think I could get through the whole thing today, but I figured, I mean, there's so much profound insight. Like I said, that this doesn't even have to be in your chart for it to still mean something to you, right? And because we all use words to, you know, as I talk about it, it's really spelling, right? Words, you're spelling, you're casting a spell. Abracadabra translates to I create as I speak. Your words really are your wands. And so I'm going to read a little bit of this 31st gene key. If you want to get your own chart, go to just search gene keys online, and then you can cast your chart free online, and then you can find out some insight. You may want to, if you really want to go deep, get the book, and then you can read each one, and they go pretty detailed. So each genetic potential within your chart has a shadow, a gift, and a city. The shadow being sort of the low vibration attached to it, right? The downside, or the using it more, you know, in shadow, right? The gift, where it you elevate the genetic potential, and then city is the full unlocking of the potential, sort of the most divine version of that particular key. So, this is the 31st gene key, sounding your truth. Where it starts with reading about the shadow, which it says the 31st shadow is arrogance. The gift, as we'll get to, is leadership. And then the city is humility. So we'll start with the shadow, which is arrogance, which I think, you know, like I said, all of us can relate to this worldwide web of words. The 31st shadow and its various frequency bands really turn some fundamental human concepts upside down. You may note that these bands track all human evolution as it moves from a state of arrogance to a state of humility. The chances are that you, like the rest of humanity, have been conditioned to think of arrogance and humility in a certain way. The general conditioning says that arrogance is a negative trait and that humility is a positive trait. Since the 31st gift directly concerns leadership and influence, we are going to have to explore the real definitions of these two words, because the 31st gift of leadership sits like the fulcrum of a seesaw between the two of them. As one side of a binary genetic codon known as the ring of no return, the 31st gene key is chemically bonded to the 62nd gene key. They both code for an amino acid in the body known as tyrosine. This genetic coupling is very interesting when we explore it a little further. The 62nd shadow is the shadow of intellect and concerns the mental skill of manipulating language in order to try to understand our environment. In effect, this shadow encases you inside a world of language and words from an early age, projecting a mental neurolinguistic map onto reality as you perceive it. It is because of the 62nd shadow that when you look at a tree, the word tree unconsciously forms in your mind. The 31st shadow extends this cognitive ability beyond the simple creation of a neurological map of reality. It uses a skill in order to control and manipulate others. The nice word we have for this is leadership. Because of the chemical bridge between these two shadows, humanity comes pre-programmed to follow those who can best manipulate language, facts, and words. In terms of leadership, We human beings operate very differently from animals. Animals choose their leaders instinctively based upon one animal having an alpha gene, which marks it as a leader. In humans, the alpha gene is present in the one who can best manipulate others through language. Such people may or may not have a strong moralistic character. That is immaterial. What is important here is that language is the medium through which human leadership is manifested. Furthermore, because language is the means through which frequency can be conveyed, at higher levels of frequency, it can never lie. However, at the shadow frequency, language is the ultimate programming tool and can be used, for example, to blind an entire race of people to the truth, thereby locking them at a certain level of frequency. If we extend this concept of language as a programming tool even wider, we might say it is language that controls us rather than we who control it. There is a big difference between leadership and authority. Authority, the gift of the 21st gene key, is based upon the control of power through strength of will. These are people who do not lead through words, but whose sheer presence controls the will of others. In the case of the 31st shadow, words can have a far deeper effect than presence, since words endure forever. Concepts spoken thousands of years ago can still influence the whole inner reality of entire nations and peoples. We see this most clearly through the great religions. It is incredible to contemplate how even a single misplaced or mistranslated word spoken by a particular person can lead to the deaths of millions of people over thousands of years. That is the power of the 31st shadow at work. Why then is the 31st shadow called the shadow of arrogance if it is language that really controls humans rather than the other way around? The reason is that the collective shadow frequency itself is arrogant. Human arrogance is rooted in the belief that we have any independent control over reality at all. We shall see this when we come to the gift frequency, that the real leaders among human beings are those who understand how deeply programmed and limited we are by our own intellect. At the shadow frequency, human beings are completely convinced by the mass programming of the society in which they live and its collective history, beliefs, and culture. It is always the frequency that creates the language patterns rather than the other way around. Our arrogance is based upon our belief that we can think, talk, or act our way out of the shadow frequencies, when in fact, those very frequencies are created through our intellect. The real arrogance comes from being cut off from our divine source. Words that are not rooted in a profound sense of wonder are always at some level arrogant. Only the human heart can truly offer an answer to the mystery of existence. And unless your words carry the perfume of love somewhere behind them, they are still waiting around in the shadow frequency. Man, that's so good. I'm going to read that again. Only the human heart can truly offer an answer to the mystery of existence. And unless your words carry the perfume of love somewhere behind them, they are still waiting around in the shadow frequency. At the shadow frequency, humans think, speak, and act as if they were separate from nature rather than being an organ of it. Nature controls human beings. Nature has evolved our intellect, and nature has ensnared us in our false mental reality because that is where nature wants us to be at our current stage in evolution. Nature has even made us arrogant in believing that we have some control over nature. These truths may well seem difficult to us human beings with our deep mental investment in individual freedom. As we shall see, true humility has no basis whatsoever in behavior but in understanding. You can only ever be free when you have escaped language, when you are no longer a victim of your own mental constructs and words. When the heart finally begins to speak, it organizes the words without you having to think about their meaning. The high frequency of the heart is what conveys the true meaning. The ring of no return describes a state of consciousness that lies far beyond words, even though it may use words as a means of vibrational communication. Arrogance, then, is a kind of addiction to words and language rather than the frequency of the intention that hides behind and between the words. The modern world we see around us is nothing more than a mental construct created out of billions and billions of words. At the shadow frequency, we are trapped in this worldwide web of words. Matter itself may well feel solid to our touch, but we now know it to be ephemeral. The news headlines may seem to be deeply important, but even they are simply the working out of an evolutionary scheme of which humanity is but one small component. The 31st shadow, therefore, has drawn human beings so deeply into their own illusion or Maya that we cannot see how little influence we really have. Our new obsession with the environment and with trying to slow down our inexorable progress may well turn out to be unfounded. Our arrogance persists in assuming that we are affecting our environment instead of seeing that there is no distinction between the environment and us. Perhaps the environment needs us to mutate it so that it can mutate us. Perhaps nature is forcing us in the direction we are going because she has an idea that we have not yet glimpsed. Wherever a human being speaks without understanding the false mental fabrication in which they live, they speak from the 31st shadow. The Maya is only interested in strengthening itself through our thoughts and words. Rare indeed are words which come from a person who understands how false words themselves are. The programming partner of the 31st shadow is the 41st shadow of fantasy, and perhaps that is a word that really says it all. All words, opinions, and thoughts with which you identify are agents of the great illusion of your separate existence. There are essentially two forms of arrogance. Now it's going into repressive nature and reactive nature. Deferring is repressive. Scornful is reactive. There are essentially two forms of arrogance, and the repressive form manifests as a false humility. These are people who defer their power to others, thus deliberately setting themselves below them. These are really people who care deeply what others think of them, and more than anything, fear to be thought of as arrogant. Ironically, such behavior is designed to draw attention, even though it claims the opposite to be the case. In many ways, these people are even more arrogant than people with the reactive nature. Humility is seen by society as a highly prized and noble accolade, but this kind of false humility hides nothing more than fear. Reactive nature, scornful. The reactive side to arrogance is based on anger rather than fear and emerges as a kind of haughty scorn. This more traditional brand of arrogance assumes itself to be above others because it sees how easily they are conditioned and can therefore be manipulated. What such people miss is how deeply they themselves are caught up in the same conditioning, since they have a deep-seated need for recognition. Unfortunately, no amount of recognition can ever feel good when it comes from those whom you take to be inferior. So, these people remain scornful of the very people they influence. This, in turn, makes them even more angry and disrespectful of human beings. Wow. So, that's the shadow of the 31st gene key, arrogance. And, I think we'll kind of stop there, and I'll read the other two on another episode. But just to kind of recap some of what was talked about here, I mean, wow, so powerful to realize that we all, it's like kind of like believing your own hype or lie or BS if you're using words without the perfume of love, right? You aren't affecting anything to your greatest potential outcome if you're checking your words and seeing if the perfume of love is there is like paramount importance to creating the outcome that we want. And it's, you know, this idea of being super tapped in and humble and tapped into humility. And really, you're just seeking further attention. You know, it's like it really is something to analyze. Like, well, how am I manipulating? Am I being manipulative with trying to look a certain way? And it's back to what it said. It says, "What is your intention, and how authentic can you be? And is there love behind your words, or is there some sort of desire to use a frequency, you know, vibrational words to control a person or persons, right?" And we've all done it. We've all been guilty of it. We've all been victimized or experienced being victimized. I mean, it's a whole nother debate if there's ever such a thing as a victim, but you know what I mean? We've all experienced being on the other side of that. And so I think this is the reason I wanted to share this with all of you is because, you know, we're all day, every day using the language and words to weave vibrational spells, right? And it's, you know, it's just really, if anything, I think for all of you listening, I know for me, it really points to how important it is to pay attention to how we're using these things so that we can create the positive waves and ripples that we wish to create in the world and not do damage unknowingly. and not be aware of our, you know, we all have these blind spots, right? And maybe your blind spot is wanting to be seen as humble too much, right? And then that's actually another form of arrogance, right? And so, you know, only we can assess ourselves honestly, but it's definitely something that the more we do, the more honest we are, the more our words are infused with love, that we can step into being true, authentic leaders, which we'll talk about next. And with that being said, that's what I got for you today. I do have a song to leave you with. It is, before I get to the song, I did also want to throw out for anyone who's in the Los Angeles area, we're actually doing a holiday sort of shopping day here at the Mystic Manor on Saturday, December 10th. And love to have anyone who's local who wants to come. It's just like 15 or so, vendors that are all like, you know, handmade jewelry and wares and, you know, very, very high vibe, epic, like creators. And, you know, I'm sure lots of listeners do different things for the holidays, depending, on whatever your family is into and what you're into. But certainly a lot of gift giving happens. And, you know, for me, it's like, makes feel so good to support a small business, especially ones in this community that are like consciousness centric, you know, mindful. And so it's going to be fun. We're going to have cacao and, you know, and connecting and some workshops and things like that. So, if you're interested in that, you can drop me an email, Brandon@positivehead.com. I can send you more info on it. And the other thing that it makes me think of is we have at the Mystic Manor here in Venice, we have a rare opening just in the month of December. So if anyone is looking to kind of get out of town and come spend, a month or, you know, even if it's a few weeks in LA and check out the Mystic Manor, because we haven't done retreats in a few years since COVID. We just had something, you know, come up where someone last minute that was moving in kind of pulled out, and someone else has already jumped in to replace him, but not until January. So I just wanted to throw that out as well, because it's super rare for it to happen. You can email me as well for that, Brandon@positivehead.com. Can get you more info. Otherwise, hope you enjoy this track. This is Temple Step Project with We Are a Tribe. Till next time, journey well.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.